Not to know, but thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, no problem.
Now, over the weekend, you participated in a workshop on Indigenous suicide prevention. Can you tell me more about what was discussed in Iqaluit?
Yes. So the initiative is called Rising Sun, and it is under the U.S. chairmanship for the Arctic Council and then under the Sustainable Development Working Group. And so all Arctic Council countries and permanent participants were invited to take part in this workshop, which was a culmination of 2 years of work. The work is a continuation of the work that was started by Canada under Canada's chairmanship, and the focus is on Indigenous suicide and Indigenous suicide prevention. So a group of experts, people who work for universities or governments or Indigenous organizations, have been talking about best practices in suicide prevention. And then also, this specific workshop was around monitoring the effectiveness of suicide prevention interventions, and also thinking about suicide prevention and best practices within jurisdictions.
Now, of course, the ITK has its own National Inuit Suicide Prevention Strategy. How the two work together?
I was able to present on the National Inuit Suicide Prevention Strategy and talk through the methodology around how it was created. It is an evidence-based but Inuit-specific strategy that builds upon suicide prevention strategies globally. And the evidence that we have about what has worked, we're trying to then implement in Canada. And the how that links in with the Arctic Council work is specific member states or permanent participants are all in different places within suicide or suicide prevention. There are wildly different realities when it comes to the incidence of suicide in different jurisdictions, but the way in which we come about working on the issue can be one where has a circumpolar lens. So we have young populations, we are Indigenous peoples, we have colonization, we perhaps have infrastructure deficits, lack of mental health services. There are a number of things that bind together circumpolar people in relation to mental health and suicide prevention. So we also have tremendous success in communities or in different regions. And so we try to build upon the successes and understand the larger, I guess, framework of how to act. And that's what our national strategy brought to the international table, is the methodology around how to prevent suicide.
Let's talk a bit about this, what you call the reality. What is the reality around suicide prevention and suicides in Canada's Arctic, in the Inuit communities? And tell me also how about some of the success stories that you were able to present.
Our suicide rate as it stands today is about 11 times the Canadian average for Canadian Inuit. We have four regions of Canadian Inuit, and there the individual rates range from about 5 to 25 times the Canadian rate. So from 50 per 100,000 to approximately 250 per 100,000, that's the variance. And then the overall rate is about 100 to 125. So these are quite high rates in comparison to global averages, which are usually under 10 per 100,000. As far as best practices, there's a lot of discussion about community programs that build resilience or that provide people with skills that then build protective factors over time. We also heard about programs that reduce risk factors, so things that we can do in early childhood programs that build coping skills for our young people. There's also intervention training that's happened across the Arctic, so that people can be leaders in suicide prevention just by understanding how to identify somebody who's at risk, how to talk to that person, how to link that person to care. So there are a number of different programs or courses or services that have been offered that have made a positive difference in our communities.
Finland is taking over the Arctic Council chairmanship from the United States later this year. What are you hoping will happen during Finland's chairmanship?
It is our hope as Canadian Inuit that Finland continues to put a focus on Indigenous suicide prevention. We hope that during the chairmanship that there can be concrete actions that can be recommended and undertaken at the Arctic Council state level that create the best scenario for understanding suicide and preventing suicide. So ethnic-specific identifiers within socioeconomic data, whether it's health surveillance or in the justice system, or would allow for us to understand our populations better. So having the foundation for research isn't always available because some health systems don't collect data specific to Inuit or specific to Gwich'in or other Indigenous peoples. We also hope that they will continue to build upon the U.S. work of monitoring suicide prevention and suicide prevention success. The indicators for success. How do we know if something's working? There's a lot more that we can do as an international group to build best practices. So a lot of this sounds like it's away from the community level, even though a lot of the discussion in our meeting in Iqaluit was talking about community solutions and the focus on communities. But hopefully through the Arctic Council process, we will create a better foundation for government programming, for the understanding of our population, which then builds better solutions for our communities and in our communities.
Were you able to talk to some of your colleagues from the circumpolar world about their view of this problem and how they are looking some of the solutions found in Canada or exchanging experiences?
Yes, there were representatives from Alaska, Russia, there were Greenland, the Sami were represented from, I believe it was Sweden and Finland. So there were a number of Indigenous groups that we were able to connect with and discuss our issues with. As I stated earlier, the way in which different nation states interact with Indigenous people and the rights that those people have and the services that are delivered that are specific to that population, they're all very different. But we do have a common foundation, and that's, I think, what leads us forward, is the idea that we can change systems and make them more responsive to Indigenous issues, and that we have a lot to work from. Canada is fortunate in some ways because of the jurisdiction of Nunavut and the way in which we have mobilized in Canada on suicide and suicide prevention. But there's leadership that's happening in other parts of the circumpolar world, whether it's in relation to health research or linking our socioeconomic issues to our human rights, that allows us to all learn from each other in venues like this.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.